recording this at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, June 22nd, 2026, day after. Wyndham Clark wins his second U.S. Open Golf Championship. I'm Todd Wright. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Let me thank Plantation Palms Golf Club for their support of what I do, both the podcast and, of course, what they do annually, hosting Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They will have the season opener again this year in early October. Would you like to visit Plantation Palms Golf Club and have a free greens fee for the Par 72 Championship course, or take family to the mini golf and enjoy that, which is also available under the lights? You can email me and simply ask for free greens fee or free mini golf at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I just ask that only those who haven't been to Plantation Palms Golf Club in the last 5 years reach out, because the rest of us are on board with playing the golf course, enjoying the mini golf, the driving range, Mulligan's Pub for food and drink, booking private events there. It is open to the public, and if you'd simply like to book a public tee time, you can do that at plantationpalms.net. Brandon Legal Group has a foursome in every event that I host at Plantation Palms Golf Club. They are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Many of their current clients have been overheard saying, "I should have done this in the first place." Take that as a cue. If you are in need of legal assistance today, tomorrow, any day in the near future, reach out to Brandon Legal Group in the first place. Free consult, brandonlegalgroup.com, or call 813-902-3576. They are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Speaking of law, I'd like to give a podcast shout-out to longtime listener Joe Lang. Joe's worlds collided on a recent podcast, and it led to me reaching out to Joe. Joe returning the call and us having a nice chat. Joe, thank you not only for listening to my podcast, but for all your years of listening to me on various platforms. I sincerely appreciate you, as I do everyone who has listened to me for so long, whether it includes this podcast or is exclusive to this podcast. It does mean a lot to me. I enjoyed our chat, Joe. Wish you well. Hope to meet you in person at some point on the golf course, perhaps with Justice Tannenbaum. If you'd like to reach out via email, not just for free golf, with a podcast topic, a random question, you just want to say hi. If you leave your number, I might even call you back. 727 is my area code. I'm not going to give you my full number on the podcast, but if you leave your number and you get a call from a 727 number and it says my name, it's me. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. You can still use the Yahoo account if you want, right.todd@yahoo.com. I know my friend Greg did. He just got back from an Alaskan cruise with his better half that I need to hear about. June 22nd, 2026. So it was 7 years ago today, I hosted the 2019 Todd Wright Tour Championship at Black Diamond on the Quarry Course. That is significant because that was also, unfortunately, the first tournament where we memorialized our lost friend Steve Dumick, longtime afternoon host, noon host at WDAE in its beginnings, the Sports Animal in Tampa. A great friend to me and many others. And it was at that tournament that I remembered Steve with a sign on the tee box that started the picturesque holes on the back nine around the quarry. And we called those the big dog tees for the first time. And I said every tournament that I ever host going forward would remember Steve in this way. There would be the big dog tease and a sign to remind you of him. And people, namely Team Unterweger, I miss you guys, have often taken pictures at every tournament with the sign. I take pictures of the sign at every tournament. It's usually the first thing I do when I get on property as the sun is coming up. You know, sometimes when we lose people, we say we never forget. We mean well. I haven't. I won't. I don't know how much longer I'm going to keep hosting golf tournaments. I've hosted 55. I've been hosting Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments now for longer than I worked at ESPN. I didn't plan this, but it's just turned into something very special. This coming season may be my last. I don't know for sure that it is, but I don't know that it isn't. And every tournament coming up in October, December, February, and April, we'll have the big dog tees, and we'll have the sign that allows us to remember the big dog, Steve Dumick. Like Team Unterweger, take a picture with it. Post it. We have not forgotten Steve Dumick, and I miss him today because I would be listening to him talk about the reaction to Wyndham Clark winning his second major championship and how unpopular this win is. Now, let me first talk about how Wyndham Clark, with winning this U.S. Open, gets into a third category that I think is very important in sports. In my opinion, you can measure the success of athletic achievement by how many major championships you've won, not just in golf, where you get four shots a year. Tennis, you get four shots a year. NFL, you get one. There's one Super Bowl a year. NHL, you get one. There's one Stanley Cup a year. So there's some differences there. But this is how we remember. How many did you win? Whether it's a Super Bowl, a Stanley Cup, a golf major championship, a tennis major championship, Olympics and World Cup for those that love that. I don't. You only get one shot every 4 years. To me, there's three categories. There's those that never did it. There's those that did it once. And there's those that did it more than once. To me, it's as significant that Wyndham Clark now joins the group that have done it more than once. To me, that gap between one championship and more than one is as significant as the gap between never winning and winning one. That's my opinion. You want to hear another opinion? Those who rooted openly against Clark at Shinnecock, those who rooted against him on social media, those who don't celebrate his U.S. Open championship, what could your reasons be? What he did at Oakmont in the locker room, throwing the club at Quail Hollow, other quote-unquote dick moves that he's had since winning at Los Angeles Country Club, his comment to Scott Van Pelt during the par 3 contest at the Masters, doesn't matter. You know what else doesn't matter? Those opinions. Because Wyndham Clark won. That's all that matters. And those who have the opinion and voiced it at the course or elsewhere with what they think of, I guess, golf needed a new enemy with Liv dying, and Wyndham Clark is conveniently your new heel. Well, he's a heel with a strap, to use the wrestling term. Deal with it. My reaction to those vocally opposed to Wyndham Clark winning the second major championship reminded me of what my golf partner and professional colleague Drew Garabo said recently when he wondered aloud why, after the untimely death of Kyle Busch, people felt their opinion mattered, what they thought of Kyle Busch's death. Especially those that openly admitted they had no connection to Kyle Busch and no interest in NASCAR. And Drew called those people narcissists. And I think there's some of that here for those who feel their opinion of Wyndham Clark and his win at the U.S. Open matters. It doesn't. You don't go in the record book. Wyndham Clark does. And it's his second time doing it. I could even take this further as a golf argument and say, two U.S. Opens on two different courses prepared by the, speaking of villains, United States Golf Association means more than two PGAs, two claret jugs, two wins at Augusta National. We haven't seen less of a celebration around a winner at a major golf tournament for 8 years. And I know that because another colleague who I talked to yesterday comparing the two was there when Patrick Reed won at Augusta in 2018. And Reed is still, appropriately, for a while in LIV, but is about to come back to the PGA Tour. Not quite the Brooks Koepka route, but the next best thing for him. When I set foot on the grounds at Augusta National this year, walked onto the golf course, the first player I saw during a practice round on the 14th tee was Patrick Reed, playing alone. 8 years later, nothing has changed. Maybe reinforced. I don't think Wyndham Clark wants to be that guy. But heel or not, he has the trophy. He has the strap. He has the belt. And he now has two of them, which puts him in a very unique class. We'll see where Wyndham Clark goes from here. But that's my opinion on those who don't celebrate his second major championship. Is that those opinions are irrelevant. Not sure if the big dog would have felt the same way. But I wish I could have heard the big dog talk about it today, as many do. Thank you for listening to me. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Plantation Palms Golf Club and Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the Tampa Bay area. We'll talk to you next time.